在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, this is Harp
and Jessie,
and we're here bringing you a catchword podcast.
And our catchword podcast is when we give you a phrase or an idiom, and we tell you all about it. We give you examples, and we give you some synonyms.
Exactly.Make sure you check out our website, culips.com, that's culips.com, where you can find the lip service. And in the lip service, you can find the detailed explanations, the transcripts, and even a quiz.
And as always, you can also download our episodes from iTunes.
For sure.
So, Harp, what is our catchword today?
Our catchword today is...Corny.
Corny.
Corny.
I like it.
I like it as well.
So, does that mean having to do with corn?
No, not at all.
What does it mean?
Something that is corny is something that is cliche, unoriginal, it's old-fashioned.
Okay, so corny is an adjective describing something that's...Not very sophisticated, maybe kind of sentimental.
Yeah, exactly.
Not original.
No, not original.
You know, my grandfather tells really corny jokes.
Really? What kind of jokes?
Well, they're the kind of jokes that no one really laughs. Everybody just kind of goes, ugh.
Oh, the jokes where you groan, not laugh.
Yeah.I think the most famous corny joke is, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side.
Oh. That's actually funny.
Well, sometimes things that are corny can also be funny.
That's true.
But in a corny way.
Yes, yes. You know, Maura has a really corny joke.
Does she? What is it?
Why did the tomato blush?
I don't know. Why?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
That is corny.
But again, a little bit funny.
So, that's because salad dressing is kind of sauce that you put on salad, but dressing also means putting clothes on.
Exactly. So it's corny.
It's very corny, but I like it.
Me too.
So, that brings up a good point, actually. Corny is kind of a negative thing, but something that's corny could also be...Really sweet or cute.
Exactly, for sure.
Like, those jokes were corny, but I still liked them.
Me too, I still laughed.
For our 2-year anniversary, my boyfriend is taking me to the restaurant where we went on our first date.
Oh, that's nice.
I know it's kind of corny, but I still think that it's really sweet.
I agree. Corny, but sweet.
Exactly. Yeah, something that's corny, it's okay in small doses,But too much corniness gets really annoying.
Yeah, like one or two corny jokes is okay. But a corny movie, that's a lot of time.
Right, or if you know a person who's always making corny jokes, always saying corny things, you probably don't want to spend a lot of time with them.
Exactly.
Now, it is important to note that whether or not something's corny...That's kind of a personal opinion.
Yeah, something that I think is corny, you could think is really funny or cool.
Right, exactly. Like, maybe Maura thinks her jokes are really good. But we think they're corny.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't tell her I said that.
So now, corny doesn't have anything to do with food. Where do you think it came from?
Well, actually, it used to...kind of have to do with food, because a long time ago, people who lived out in the country, in rural areas, would eat a lot of corn. And people who lived in the big city thought that country people were kind of stupid, kind of unsophisticated. So they would call those people corny.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. So originally, it kind of did have to do with corn.
Okay, I see.
But now, it has nothing to do with it.
Makes sense.
What are some synonyms for corny?
The first synonym that comes to mind is cheesy.
Cheesy, that's a good one.
Yeah, if something is corny, it's very often cheesy.
Right. Yeah, they're almost exactly the same.
Exactly. So it was a corny joke, it was a cheesy joke.
Right. You could watch a cheesy movie, or it could also be a corny movie.
Exactly.
What could we use to talk about something that's the opposite? Something that's really original, really neat?
Well, a simple choice would be to say that something is cool.
Yeah, cool. I think that's the most common word to describe something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched a cool movie that's a cool shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So to talk about something that's the opposite of corny or cheesy, you could use the word cool.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's it for us today. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our Catch Word podcast about the term corny and cheesy.
And cool.
Right. So remember, corny and cheesy mean unoriginal, unsophisticated, and cool is the opposite. It means really original, really great, really cool.
Exactly. So that's it for us today.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.